Are you ready to stop riding the emotional elevator of life? Are you ready to learn how to elevate your emotions that keep you psychologically traumatized or in an addictive behavior? You are in the right place. Here is your host, Sandy Bird, trauma, addiction, life, and spiritual coach of the Emotional Elevator Show.
Well, welcome everyone. I am Sandy Bird. I am the host here on Emotional Elevator, and you are watching me or listening to me. If you're on another network, you can always come over here on Inspired Choices Network. If you're watching me live and join the chat room. But if you're not just watching me live, but you're listening to me on re-record or anything, just like and subscribe. If any of my topics interest you, you can always reach out to me or come see me at my, to Virginia. You could reach out to me on any social media platform, Sandy, with those two E's, which obviously, you know, because if you've listening to me or seeing my name, Bird, of course, with a Y, not an I. And that is who I am. That's my coaching name. And that is at .com if you want to look at my coaching programs. But if you want, like I said, like and subscribe, or if any of my topics resonate to you, come find me on social media or just reach out to me. You can always reach out to me at my email at sandybirdcoach@gmail.com. And we can get on a conversation call. Because today, it was kind of a neat day. Someone asked me who my ideal client was, and I flipped the script. And I'm going to do it again tonight. Because when you're always asked if you do a job or you're anybody, who are you? Or what do you like most? So I have decided to start flipping the script because it's easier to say what I don't want than what I do want. But the funny thing is after I say what I don't want, that is who I do want. See, who do I not want as a client? I don't want anyone who's stuck in that pity of life, who wants to sit there and continuously say, I am the way I am because the way my parents raised me, or my first husband was abusive, or my children, they're just spoiled brats, or it's just because this is the way I've been brought up. See, that's not my client, because my client wants to step out of that. Now, what I don't want is someone who's willing to stand up in a paddle boat and rock it. See, do you fall off? That is my client. That is who I want to work with, is the person who wants to be challenged, who wants to be empowered, who wants to figure out who the hell they are. And yes, I just said that. Because if you're not willing to sit around with your family or your children or your husband and challenge what you truly believe to be your core value, which is what tonight's show is, then you are not being authentic. See, and how can you trust me as a coach? Because almost every single person I have ever worked with, something they're working on is either something I have worked a lot through or I'm still challenged with and I'm working on myself. So that's why you can trust me. Plus, I'm not a coach out here that's going to tell anyone your deep, darkest secrets or what it is you're working on, because that's for you to figure out. That's for you to work on. See, what I'm looking for in clients is the person who wants to be challenged, the person who wants to get on that paddle boat and stand up and see, am I going to fall off or am I going to stand up? Am I strong enough to stand up tall and be proud of myself? Or do I kind of hunch over? Oh, I can't stand up. I might fall off. Take those risks. See, this is the biggest lesson I learned. And I just recently turned 56. We only have one life. And if we spend all of it confining to what our husband or what we're supposed to believe or what we're supposed to value, we're not living who we really are meant to live. And if we're also not challenging or empowering ourselves to learn and grow. If you wake up during the night sweating, anxious for the day to come, that's not what your life is supposed to be. See, I used to many a nights do that. Now, when I wake up during the night, it's because A, I'm sweating, because of course I'm 56, but I know what the cure is to that. Limit what your sugar intake is. But also, I might wake up just to do something that sometimes we do when we drink a lot of water before we go to bed. And then I can go right back to sleep because what do? I check my mind on my nightstand. And sometimes that is hard and it's very challenging, but that's what you got to do sometimes at night. Say, you know what? Whatever I'm thinking of in the moment, I can think about it tomorrow. I don't have to think about it tonight, today. I can think about it tomorrow. So those are my ideal clients. The person who thinks I am worthy enough to go rock a yacht in Croatia, because that's what I'm done doing and or done. Who says, I want to go do this, or I want to volunteer for this. I want to stand up for this. Those are my clients. I want to volunteer, but I don't know how to start. I want to set boundaries, but I don't know how to even begin. Because that's who I am as a coach. It's all about figuring out what it is that you most desire. You have to desire to want to work on it. See, I do work in a couple of groups where it's not necessarily volunteer to work on it. They are being told to work on it. And then they realize how great it is to work on it and how much, I want to say freer, how much their life becomes free by having people help them, stand by them, hold their hand. See, I am the coach that is going to hold your hand. We are going to be a team. We are going to be a partnership. But I'm not going to give you the answer because you know what? Everybody's not square. Everybody's not round. And sometimes square peg doesn't fit in a circle. So, and what worked for me is not the answer for you. The answer for you is for you to figure out what's going to work for you and to get you out of that subconscious. So that's what my coaching is about. We are all worthy of everything, of all of our desires, all of our wants. We are all worthy. See, I didn't believe that, but I do now. And you know what? Being taught money doesn't grow on trees. Guess what? Money is made by trees. So it does grow on trees. But you've got to feel that worthiness, that want within yourself. So I done the little. That's enough talking about me as a coach because I know you don't want to be my client. I know you don't want to be challenged. I know you don't want to be empowered. I know you just want to follow along. You want to be that fish swimming with everybody else and not swimming the other way. But if you are that person that's like, you know what, I'm done. I'm done. Then reach out. Let's get on that connection call. But start diving into the show because I could go on and on and on about this because I have been recently with some groups as to who is my ideal client and who is not my ideal client. And I realize my ideal client is the person who is not ready. My ideal client is the person who is ready. The client that I don't want is someone who's not ready, who feels okay being powerless, who feels okay being mundane, who feels okay, I'm not worthy enough to get the promotion. I just want to sit in my house in my beat up old rocker and be normal, even though we're all not normal. Nobody's normal. Nobody even knows what normal really is anymore. So, anyway, let's get to tonight's show because it's a pretty interesting show. Aligning life with core values and passions. Are you feeling stuck or unfulfilled? Wondering if your life truly reflects who you are? Do you struggle to balance your daily responsibilities with the deepest passions and values? What would your life look like if everything aligned with your core values? In this episode of Emotional Elevator, we explore the power of living in alignment with your core values and passions. Discover how to identify what matters most, overcome the fear of change, and create a life that feels authentic and purpose-driven. Join me for actionable tips, inspiring stories, and a guided process to help you align your life and elevate your well-being. Your most fulfilling life is waiting. Are you ready to take the first steps? So what are the first steps? The first steps is figuring out what are your core values? What is your deepest passions? And you know how you do that? There are so many quizzes out there. There are parts of my coaching that I take you through figuring out what is your core value? What gives you passion? And how you can start figuring that out is what are your core values? See, your core values might not be your husband's core values. Your core values might not be your mom's core values. Your core values might not be your father's core values. Your core values might not be where you work. That does not mean you quit your job. That still means you stay true to yourself, to your core value. Your core value might not be in that sanctuary you go to every Sunday and you walk in every day going, praise God, praise God. And you're not feeling it. But that's all you know. See, the first steps is challenging what are your core values? And how you challenge what your core values are is to sit down. I can take you through a conversation to figure out what is your true value. See, one of my core values is to bring joy to the world. And how do I do that? With many different techniques as a coach in the corporate industry and individual coaching. It's by going out in my community and doing laughter yoga, getting people to laugh and live a joyful life and a fulfilling life. It's also, for me, it means traveling. And sometimes that means me doing it by myself. And I'm okay with that because I know that I am living the life that brings purpose and joy to me. See, if I really stayed with somebody else's purpose, gosh, I keep putting my chin on my mic. But if I continued to live under my husband's core values, I probably would not travel. But I realize I would not be joyful. Some of my core values and what brings me passions are to volunteer. And do I dabble in a lot of volunteer? Yes. As I've gone to Kenya and gave out wheelchairs, that was a passion, a core value of mine to do that. Not only did I go to on a safari that was on my bucket list, one of my top places on my bucket list, I always said I wanted to go on a mission trip, but I didn't want to be out there doing a mission trip necessarily with a church. I wanted to do something that made me feel fulfilled within myself, and to fulfill somebody else's happiness, and to bring joy, to see them smile, not sit there and go, who is this God you talk about? Instead, giving them a wheelchair, providing them with a wheelchair that some of them never had, fulfilled joy in their life, to see their smile, to even not speak the same language, but even laugh together. That's what having a core value and a passion is. So it is time for our first break already. And when we come back, I will give you actionable steps too to figure this out and how you can figure this out. So let's get to that break. I, of course, am Sandy Berg. I am the host. I was going to say I'm the coach here. I am the coach here because my expertise is coaching individuals. And you can always reach out to me at sandyberg.com and get on a conversation call. Come over to any of my social media platforms. Sometimes I'm not on there as much. Starting to be on there a little bit more. But, or reach out to me through an email at sandy@emotionalelevator.com. But like I say, I give rapid responses when you email me at my one of my business emails, and that's sandybergcoach@gmail.com. So let's get to that break. And thank you for joining me tonight on Emotional Elevator.
Are you living a life of psychological trauma or suffering from an addiction? Are you ready to learn new techniques to elevate your emotions without sustaining or obtaining them from substances that are not good for your mind or body? Then continue to tune into Emotional Elevator with trauma, addiction, life, and spiritual coach, Sandy Berg, where you will learn techniques to elevate your emotions that don't require a magic pill, food, or impulsive behavior. Listen to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Berg, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific, on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Emotional Elevator with Sandy Berg. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to sandy@emotionalelevator.com. Now, back to the program.
Well, welcome back, everyone. As I've been talking about in the first part of my show, the first 15 minutes of the show, I was talking all about aligning your core values, figuring out what are your core values and what steps can you take to figure out those core values and what sometimes your core values are things that brought you passion and joy and aligned with who you were. And that could have been, past experiences in your life. You can make lists. I have a spreadsheet to come up with your core values. What ignites that fire within your body? See, when we talk about your core values and brings you passion, it shouldn't be that icky feeling before you have a cold or you're starting to get that cringing feeling or the muscles start to ache. That is not being aligned with who you are. When you are aligned with who you are, you get the butterfly feelings. You get the excitement. See, when I decided to start volunteering a lot more, even when I was a kid, I was one of the people on the show for the Jerry Lewis Telethon because I raised money because I was passionate about that. And I realized now in my later life that I always enjoyed volunteering. I loved going to feed the homeless. I mean, even when I was in college, I spearheaded campaigns around AIDS. I wrote a paper that was published around AIDS. I wrote it, not AI. I wrote it. I wrote papers about rape and abuse. The problem was, at the time also, I needed a job and I needed to make money, but I let go of what drove me, what my value was, what brought me passion, because I had to make money, because I was in situations where I still needed to sustain myself. But I realize that I'm always provided for if I'm living my beliefs, if I'm living my true value, and I'm passionate, I'm more passionate. So when it came on my plate, when I started coaching, to start coaching for nonprofits, I was like, yeah, I got that excited feeling. Doing laughter yoga for people who were incarcerated or who were just coming out of incarceration or who had been through addiction or a mental health crisis. It gave me that. So my first tips is what values, what past experiences, or what things have you done? Make a list of those things. Why you liked that? What is the value behind it? I enjoy going to the food bank. I enjoy, and it doesn't have to be something that extreme. I like going to church. Why? Because of the authentic community, maybe. Maybe it's authenticity. You like to be authentic. See, there's many different values out there. There is social values, there is religious values, there's economic values. There are so many different values that you could have in your life. My value is also to fight for those that don't have a voice. And that's what I've done a lot on my podcast, is I've talked about many topics to have others sit there and say, you know what? She's right. My mother has cold mother syndrome. Because I was a mom too. Didn't realize it was passed along. But now that cycle has broken for my own kids because we've identified it. We've worked on it. They've healed. They're healing from it. And our relationship is stronger. So that's something I'm passionate about. Talking about all these topics, putting my story out there, my life out there. Talking about what used to wake me up during the night. Sometimes I do. I'll wake up during the night and think about, oh my gosh, why am I dwelling on this? But when it comes to passion, what excites you? Not what do I do to excite my husband? Not what do I do that my kids get so excited? What do you do that brings you excitement? That's passion. If it's going to the beach or the river or being around water, and I'm sorry if I say water funny, people always say that I do, but I like my little accent here. If you enjoy being there and nobody else around you does, what's wrong with you doing it yourself? Make a list of those things. Make a list of what brings you passion. I like to ride on a country road all by myself sometimes. Brings me passion by myself. I like to go to different yoga classes by myself again, so I can experience it. I used to be that one that goes, man, there's the new yoga studio opening up. Who's going to go with me? Oh, nobody wants to go with me. I'm not going to go. Why? This new sushi place opened up. One of my kids loves sushi. My husband does not love sushi. I have a friend that loves sushi. I got a friend that doesn't like sushi. What's wrong with me going by myself? Because I can enjoy it a whole lot more when there's not conversations. Have you ever thought about eating a meal without nobody around and just taking one bite by bite? How many times do we go somewhere and eat with somebody? We don't even remember what it tasted like because of the conversation. I'm a foodie. I'm an ice cream buff, matter of fact. And a lot of people will tell you, I will go eat ice cream by myself. And I found out there's a place where I live that makes ice cream. So if you like ice cream and you want to come here and have a private retreat with me, we'll go make some ice cream together if that's your passion. And that's what also you've got to find out. What is your passion? There is so many of us out there that do retreats, go on retreats, that you can find a retreat for yourself to ignite the passion, to figure out what your value is, figure out who you are, and make lists. Remember, go back. You can find one on probably YouTube. I'm trying to think, probably YouTube, to find out. To get you to do a vision walk. I can do one with you. If you just want to do that to figure out your vision and who you are, I can do one session for that because I'm trained to do that. But write these down. If you're somewhere and you're like, wow, that was great, then that could be your passion. And then dive into why was that great to you? That can be a value. Journaling feelings and thoughts, that's where we get to these core values and passions. Like what excites you? What wakes you up in the morning? What about your job keeps you coming there every day? And if you say your paycheck, no, because you can get a paycheck somewhere else. What keeps you there? There is something that is of value to you that keeps you there. I still work at a part-time place, and people say, why do you still work there? Number one, I enjoy walking in the door, and people are excited to see me. Number one. Number two, the outside world is no longer mine. My phone put aside, and I can be there and I can be a totally different person. They are definitely a place where DEI is still apparent. And I like that. And I love being around so many different people. And I like being challenged. It's a daily challenge for me. And that is one of my core values is every day of my life, I need to have something that challenges me. If it's building something with a Lego, if it's coming up with my next laughter yoga skit, if it's a client that's going to challenge me. To stay silent, to listen to the cues. To wait for their ahas. So one of my core values is being challenged. So I know what a lot of mine are because I jot them down. What is it I like about this? So think about that. If you go into your job for just a paycheck, why don't you go somewhere else? What is it about that job that keeps you going there? What is it about that relationship that keeps you in there? There is a value there, or there's a passion there. And please don't tell me that the reason you are in your marriage is because it's good sex, because let me tell you something. I am the coach for you. I've been there, done that, not in marriage. But there was something I was lacking within myself that I couldn't give, that I felt it was being fulfilled. But then I found out what that passion was, what that value was. Setting boundaries can get you to come up with your core values. And getting passionate with yourself. Because those boundaries can unlock, can unleash the lioness or the lion in you. Because then you start figuring out, who am I really when you set those boundaries? If you stop that people pleasing, what is it about that people pleasing? Because I want everyone to like me. That's not really a value or a passion. Could be that you want to help people. So let's find you someone to volunteer for. That could bring you passion or a value, helping others, being of service to others. I tell you, that's one of my core values. It is already time for our second break, but we're going to go to that break. And when we come back, I'm still going to give you some more tangible tips to start coming down and aligning with your core values and passions. And you are listening or watching me, Sandy Berg, on Emotional Elevator. And I forgot to say in the beginning of the show, please keep reaching out to me, sending me the emails, reaching out to me on social media, saying you watch my show, listen to my show, and you really want to discuss this. But like I will continue to say as people reach out, when you reach out to me to tell me, yes, my mom is a cold, has cold mother syndrome, that seems to be the hot topic for everybody, or I don't like when you talked about this, or, it's my mom that needs a coach, or my brother that needs a coach, or my sister that needs a coach, or I just don't know how to get through to them. When you do that, it kind of makes me keep asking you the question, what is it you came to me? Why did you come to me? What is it you want for me? You want for me? See, I can't cold call a brother, a sister, a mother. I can't cold call them and say, your sister, your daughter, your son reached out to me and wanted me to call you. That it doesn't work like that. But if there's things I can help you with, and I love that some of my topics, especially multicultural too, I've been reached out about. And they talk about how their parents never listen to them, don't understand. I can't change that for them. What I can do is help free you, break the chain that is binding you, setting that healthy boundary. But I can't reach out to the person, the parent or the child or the sibling. I can't reach out to them. That's not who I am. You can keep telling them to watch my show or listen to me. That's great. But let's get to this break. Because when we come back, I want to give some more tips on aligning with your core value and finding the passion within yourself. I am Sandy Berg. You are watching or listening to me on Emotional Elevator, and thank you for joining me.
Are you living a life of psychological trauma or suffering from an addiction? Are you ready to learn new techniques to elevate your emotions without sustaining or obtaining them from substances that are not good for your mind or body? Then continue to tune into Emotional Elevator with trauma, addiction, life, and spiritual coach, Sandy Bird, where you will learn techniques to elevate your emotions that don't require a magic pill, food, or impulsive behavior. Listen to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific, on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to sandy@emotionalelevator.com. Now, back to the program.
Well, welcome back. First, I did want to apologize for the last one. I almost knocked the mic down in my lap, and this one, I almost knocked my screen down. So I'm just enjoying live TV because that's what this is. So when things happen, they do happen. But I've been talking in the first half of the show all about figuring out what your core values are and your passions. And how you figure that out is by remember times where you got those butterflies or that you stood up for something. That can be a core value. It can be a value of, I didn't like Sally Sue because she always lied all the time. Well, maybe being authentic is one of your core values. Or maybe it's that I love to make people laugh. Being joyful, that could be a core value. Or I really like going to that spiritual service or that church because it uplifts me. I feel like I'm part of a community. Community. Being part of a community is a core value. I will just go along with everybody. Is not necessarily a core value. It's just accepting. Because if you get that feeling, and I talked about this in the first half, when you start getting that feeling of, I think I'm going to be sick, or you get pains in your body. Whenever you get pains in your body, it's because you're not being authentic to who you are. But when you get that excitement, if someone says, I'm going to go here, or I'm going to go roller skating next Sunday, are you willing to go? Yeah, that's me. It is me, actually. I am that person. Then that's something that I value, and that brings passion to me. And maybe it's just that feeling of freedom. That could be what skating is for me, just a feeling of freedom. See, my daughter is on the road to probably seeing her one day on TV for her bowling. She can ask me every day of her life, Mom, you want to go bowling? Yeah. But I'll watch her. But she loves to skate with me. But I do not like to bowl. But I'm honest. But I'm not going to go and bowl and bowl and bowl. I mean, she bowls every day. She's on the leagues. But I'm not going to go. I'll go spend time with her and watch her and video her and cheer her on and go to a tournament and love watching how excited she is. That is a core value of me, to see her excitement, see the joy within her. But I'm not going to every day go and force myself to do something that doesn't excite me, doesn't bring me passion. Because I tell you what, when you start doing that, I'll end up having a backache every day because I don't want to go do it. But that's what I'm saying. What you do is you start making lists. And a lot of it comes from when you were a child or when you were an adolescent or in high school. If you were on the debate team in high school and you enjoyed it, maybe it's because you like that challenge. See, like I said, I love challenge. I love a challenge. I love someone to give me square peg and tell me to fit it in a circle. I love that. I have puzzle little things, doodaddies, that I did when I was a kid because that was part of my passion. I was passionate about it. And that's what you've got to do. You've got to write it down. You've got to make action plans, journal around it, make action plans for yourself. to figure out what it is. If you sit down with your family, or you're married, and or you're even your coworkers, and they sit down and they're talking and talking and talking, and you're just like, I wish they'd just shut up on this subject. A lot of people don't like to be around me because I'm all about bringing joy. And maybe you're the person that's sitting there and going, oh my gosh, they're all sitting here wanting a pity party. And you want to be joyful. Then that could be one of your core values, and that brings you passion. So be the person that just all of a sudden starts singing in the room to stop the conversation. Do just little steps to figure out your values, because there's so many different values. There's being joyful, authentic, fulfilling, community, peace, freedom, camaraderie. I could probably sit here all night and just name them all, but what are the ones that are meaningful to you? And that's why I always tell people, and if you work with me and you get after the first call with me and you sign up and you're like, I'm signing on the dotted line, Sandy, I'm going to tell you, do you have a journal? Do you have a notebook? I'm not one that says you got to go get this beautiful journal and have it speak to you. But I do tell people, if you don't want a beautiful journal and you like stickers and a notebook, do that. Be that kid. Or go stand in a store and just look, which one speaks to me? Which one is going to have me write in it? But if you don't think you're going to write in it, then don't get one. But if it's not a journal and it's drawing, do that. If it's writing a song or a poem, a poet, you write a poet. Draw a poet, writing a poem. Or write a poem, then do that, because that is a form of your passion. And what you end up writing in a poem is going to be your values. Sing a song. Write a song. Most of the time, that's your passion. And you're going to write about some of your values. Because here is the one thing that I really, truly learned about myself in the last couple of years, diving deep and getting silent within myself, is every single time I wrote about my gang rape and I wrote about my mom's alcoholism and I wrote about being in an abusive relationship and I wrote about a toxic relationship, I wrote about understanding them, freeing them, bringing them all joy. And when other people would like, what are you talking about? Don't you want them to have justice? No, I want them to be free. I want them to be joyful. I want them to love. See, I knew they were already trapped. They were trapped inside of a false sense of themselves. And I wanted to bring them joy and bring them passion. And yes, their abuse and stuff to them brought them, I know it didn't bring them passion, it brought them some sense of rage within themselves. But it's taking those steps to figure out, what are your core values? There is definitely tests out there that you can look up on the internet. There are vision walks you could do to find out who you really are. Look up, who am I? But what, think about tomorrow morning when you wake up, or if you're watching me in the day, what are you doing today that is going to excite me? What's going to excite me? What's going to excite you? Why do you go to that job? Why do you go stay in that marriage. If it's money, that's not really the true value. That's not really a core value. That might be a false belief. You go home every day. And I don't mean every day, but when you go home sometimes, or you're around your loved ones, or you go to work, think about times when you got those butterflies, or you were excited. And why? What made you excited? Could it be because at work, that one time you had to do a presentation, you're excited about it? So maybe that's what you are passionate about, doing presentations. And maybe that's something you could ask them. Hey, you know what? The next presentation, can I present it? Because I realized I did a good job. That gives me value to my job. So I'm passionate about it. And that is a value of mine. Compassion. Passion. Compassionate is a value. Being compassionate, having passion is a value. Love is a value. But anyway, it is time for our last break here on Emotional Elevator. And like I said, if you are watching me, listening to me on any other platform, and I'm sorry I keep saying night, but if you're listening to me or watching me on any other platform, like and subscribe. If any of this that I've been talking about resonates to you, then reach out to me at sandybird.com or Sandy Bird on any social media platform. Send me an email at sandybirdcoach@gmail.com, Sandy at Emotional Elevator. But just reach out. Let's get on a connection call. If you listen to me in the first part of the show and you are that client, you are that person that's ready to stand up in the rowboat and see if it's going to tip over, I am that coach. I am your coach. If you're looking for a teammate, I am that person. If you're looking for someone who's going to give you the answers, I am not that coach for you, because you come up with your own answers, because I am a square and you might be a circle. So let's go to our last break.
Are you living a life of psychological trauma or suffering from an addiction? Are you ready to learn new techniques to elevate your emotions without sustaining or obtaining them from substances that are not good for your mind or body? Then continue to tune into Emotional Elevator with trauma, addiction, life, and spiritual coach, Sandy Bird, where you will learn techniques to elevate your emotions that don't require a magic pill, food, or impulsive behavior. Listen to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific, on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. This is Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Sandy@EmotionalElevator.com. Now, back to the program.
Well, welcome back, everyone. I did not really overcome the fear of change. I went back through my topics, and how you overcome the fear of change is taking those steps. Figuring out, and I probably did by saying, figuring out what your core value is. And take those steps to stand up for what it is you believe in. And figure out how to be the person you're meant to be. By figuring out what is your core values. What gives you those butterflies within yourself? What gives you the purpose? Keep going. What drives you? What is it that inspires you every day of your life? And if you don't know what any of those are, like I said, reach out to me. We can get on a call. I do have a values chart that I use to come up with values and motivators that get you up in the morning, get you motivated. What really gets those butterflies going within you? But what I want to tell everybody to do, journal around these things. I have something that I would love for you to challenge you to do, is to challenge you to come up with your five values. Come up with five of your values. Write them down. Live them purposefully. And then I challenge you to do things that bring you passion. Five times. 5 times in a month. Do something that brings you passion, even if it means you doing it by yourself. If that means going to a different paddleboard group. Paddleboard. Yeah, group. Do that. It means going to a different spiritual outing, a church or whatever. Do that. If it means going to a certain restaurant, go. Do something that brings you joy and value and passion to your life. We should all have passion. Keeps us going. Keeps us motivated to have passion. See, I know everybody around me, my kids and my husband, we don't all have the same passions. My husband's passion is to go golfing. He goes by himself. Right now he's not because it's cold and icy and wet here in Virginia, but his passion is golfing, so he goes when he can go. Like I said, my daughter's is bowling. It's not for me. Mine's skating. Mine's sometimes going to a Lego event that most of my kids love to go, but doing things that I want to do, going to a brand new restaurant. So I challenge you to do that. But you want to tune in next week, too, to my next show. My next show is Conquering Fear, Authentic Living Beyond Judgment. So that is next week's show, is Conquering Fear, Authentic Living Beyond Judgment. Getting out of your head. Letting go of that judgment. But like I said, if you are ready to let go of the pity party and start living your authentic life, if you really don't know what your core values are, or what your motivators are, or what your strengths are, or even what your learning mode is, if you don't even know what your purpose is in life, then reach out to me, because I am Sandy Berg, and I am a coach that wants you to live the most joyful life you can. If you are ready to see your worthiness and go on that trip that you've never dreamed of. There's so many groups out there. There's women groups, there's men groups, there's widow groups. If you want to travel, or if you just want to go by yourself, there's many trips you can take by yourself. I've done it. If you're ready to take that first step, to get in that boat and rock it to see if you can tip it over, do it. Or that canoe or that paddleboard, do it. Because that's who I'm looking for to work with. Someone who is looking for a teammate, not tell you what the play is. Not tell you what the next play is, but sit there and cheer you on from the sidelines and say, you got this. You got this. Keep going. Keep going. You got this. Who's willing to help you uncover your passion. Uncover who you are meant to bring, and bring that joy in your life. But you have been listening or watching me, Sandy Bird, on Emotional Elevator. Like and subscribe. Come over. Send me an email. Reach out to me at Sandy Bird. Send me an email, sandybirdcoach@gmail.com. And again, this is Sandy Bird on Emotional Elevator. And I'm ready to rock the boat and see if we can tip it over. Because...
Thank you for listening to the Emotional Elevator Show. Sandy returns Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, start elevating your emotions and stop riding the emotional elevator that is stopping you from living the life you deserve.